Kampala businessman Ivan Mawanda says he has incurred losses after closing his business for a traders' strike. He has to pay his four workers, electricity and sanitation bills, rent and government taxes. Yet, Mawanda, who deals in electronics, says he's glad the strike took place because of what he considers high taxes. Since the beginning of April, traders in Kampala and other cities have intermittently closed businesses, protesting the value-added tax, income tax, and the introduction of the electronic fiscal receipting and invoicing system, or EFRIS. He terms EFRIS as confusing.
First of all, power is an issue. Internet connectivity, internet also to us is still expensive because we cannot afford being on online full-time. You are going to get customers, the system is off, and you cannot serve them, yet the other people want you to serve them using that system. Yet no network, no what. Basically, we don't understand the system.
Businessmen with annual gross sales of 150 million Uganda shillings, or about $40,000, are required to pay a value-added tax of VAT. Issa Sechito is the spokesperson of Kampala Traders Association. Sechito says, unfortunately, this threshold isn't always considered.
It is very unfortunate that this system comes into a country where the majority of the taxpayers, especially from the import side, are informal. Therefore, none registered for VAT. And this what it means is that when you import goods, definitely at entry point you pay 18%. You as well pay withholding tax, which is almost income tax payable in advance.
On Friday, Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni met the traders' leaders. He posted on his ex, formerly Twitter handle, that he has asked the traders to give him time to research and consult with technocrats on all their concerns. He would then meet them on 7th May at Koro Independence Grounds for further discussions. He added that he has directed the Uganda Revenue Authority to refrain from issuing penalties and recovering any penalties that have been issued, though taxpayers must continue to pay their taxes as usual. Sechito says he hopes President Museveni honors his promise.
The IFRIS, the way we explained the president, we are optimistic that even if it's not going to be completely wiped out, something must be done, or else the districts that did not join before, I'm sure even if there is another demonstration, will join.
Sechito is calling on the inclusion of traders in technocrats meeting with the president. Analysts say high taxes discourage consumption and thus potentially reduce revenues for the economy. For VOA News, I am Mugume Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.